as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What is going on, fam? How's everybody doing? I hope y'all are having a good day in this snowy day here in Colorado. But if you're not in Colorado, then maybe you're not dealing with snow. Either way, pray you're having a good day. Thank you for coming and checking us out here. And for those of you that were jumping back and forth on pages last week, I appreciate you. I'm sorry for the confusion. And going forward, this is the page, this is the platform that the show will be on from this platform. And that is the DBP. If you didn't know, now you know. Welcome to the DBP. Thank you for checking us out. And hello there, Miss Connie. I am Anthony. I'm the Dashboard Pastor. Thank you for checking us out today. Today I want to start off talking, I want to talk about the concept of one day at a time. And I got some Bible that I'm going to read to use to do so. And let me read this for you and then we'll get going. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. And it says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they will stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Although they stumble, they will never fall. Let's talk about that. And what has that got to do with one day at a time? Well, yesterday, I may have had something go wrong. Whatever it is. Whatever it is I did or didn't do, whether it was something that I initiated or did not initiate, it didn't go right for me yesterday. Well, according to this Bible verse, the Lord says you will stumble, but you won't fall. So, the mistake or whatever it was that happened yesterday will only cause you to fall if you don't believe in this Bible verse, these Bible verses that were just read to you. If you don't trust that the Lord says that you will stumble and not fall, then what I just read to you is me just talking. Understanding when it says that you will stumble and not fall, we gotta unpack that. That means you gonna go through it. What's going on, Rod? That means we gonna go through it. We are gonna go through it. The stumble means you're going to go through it, whatever it is. Much like the tattoo on the back of my arm, Psalm 34, 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them every time. The same thing as these Bible verses I just said to you. What does it mean? It means that the stumbling is whatever it is. So if I make a decision and that decision costs me whether it's pride, whether it's money, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whatever that is. I made a decision. It cost me that. I stumbled. But that doesn't mean that that's it. Because I gotta understand that if I stay in the place of it stumbling, I stumbled, and that's my focal point, I won't give God the access to fix it, to come in and change it, to come in and correct it, to come in and guide it, to come in and just do what God does. So, I have to understand. I mean, example that comes to mind. We were together. A decision was made. It cost me a relationship. I stumbled. But I didn't fall. And hear me when I say I didn't fall. Just because her and I didn't get back together overnight. It didn't happen in a week. There was almost a 5-year gap in between when the separation happened and we got back together. So, hear me when I say, just because these Bible verses says the Lord will deliver you and you will stumble, you will not fall, doesn't mean that this is going to happen overnight. So thank you, God, for that. It took some time. I had to believe that I wasn't going to fall. I had to believe that I wasn't going to fall. I had to believe that I wasn't going to fall. Even when it looked like I had fallen. And there were plenty of things in the example that I gave you that led me to believe that I fell. It was too late. I screwed up. There was nothing I could do. Chalk this one up, move on. But God encouraged me to keep pressing forward, keep believing, and to not accept what the enemy was saying, that I fell. And you know the rest. We are still married, and we're still going to be married. Because the only thing that comes in between that, God says, let no man or woman come between what I have brought together. So the only thing that will come between that is her and I. But if we're trusting God, then even her and I can't come in between that. Now, my example was to get you to understand the concept of stumbling and falling. Somebody might have stumbled on something and you might be in a low spot. Could be for a job, it could be for a relationship, it could be money, it could be whatever. Everything is pointing to the fact that you have fallen. You are too far gone. You can't get back. You can't get this. You can't have that. It's over. These Bible verses say the opposite of that. And let me talk about where this one day at a time comes into play. We have to focus on today. Because Jesus even says, let tomorrow take care of itself. You need to focus on today right now. Yesterday is back there. We ain't even got to tomorrow. So the concept of one day at a time comes up and attached to these Bible verses is because what God says is you can only control what you can control. Focus on what you can control. Don't get caught up in what's beyond your control. Because when you get focused on what's beyond your control, you get into worry. When you get into worry, you get outside of what's good, fam. When you worry, you get outside of faith. You get outside of faith, you can't have faith that God says that you may stumble but not fall. Your faith is in the fall, not in the God that will stop you from falling. This is what happens when we get outside of the concept of one day at a time. Is like So I'm not talking about, man, what if 5 years from now, this decision, I made this decision, what if I have to suffer for the next 5 to 10 years? What if this happens? And what if I bring this in? And what if this? And all that, and now we've gotten outside of today. We've gotten outside of today, and now we're in all this other stuff. And we've lost our faith in what God says. So, today, I can get up in the morning. I can say that this is a day the Lord has given me, and I am thankful and blessed because of it. I can say, today, I am going to make sure that I trust what God says, despite what everything around me, everything else is saying. Today, I can say that, yes, yesterday I made a mistake. But today, I can choose not to focus on that mistake and try to correct what's going forward. That's where we get statements like, you gotta crawl before you walk. You gotta walk before you run. These statements come from this concept of one day at a time. Hey, hold up, you're trying to do too much, slow down. Right now, today, you gotta get your mind right today. Because if your mind ain't right today, it won't be right tomorrow. And the day after. And the day after. And the day after. And so on and so forth. So, for this day, what I have control over is my emotions, my reactions, or my responses. I have control over my mental state, how I see things, how I receive things. I have control over these things if I trust that I have control over these things. That's a whole other topic I don't want to go too deep into, other than the fact that I want to say what I've said on here several times over. We should be controlling our emotions, not the other way around. And so I know that I struggle with blank. And I'm choosing the authority that God gave me over that to be in a spot of gratitude and faith. Gratitude comes into this when we're talking about one day at a time, because we get taken out of this being gracious about today, and that affects our tomorrow. Even if the situation that you did yesterday has got you in a bad spot, if you woke up, there's a chance to fix that. There's a chance to correct that. If you woke up the next day, there's always a chance that there's going to be a better tomorrow, a better today, because we're focusing on today. If you woke up this morning, you have the opportunity to fix what you did wrong the day before. That in and of itself should be something that we are gracious about. There should be gratitude in that. Yet we struggle with that because we get so caught up in what we see. Well, it don't look like this is getting any better. It don't look like this is going to work out. It don't look like anything other than what I see in front of me. So then now I can't focus on the Psalm 37. That said, 23, 24 says I may stumble, but I won't fall. Now I can't focus on Psalm 34 that says, the Lord says that I'm going to go through some affliction, but he'll deliver me. I can't focus on that. And if I'm being 100 with you, the reason why people don't get delivered from stuff is because they don't have faith in it. This is why James says, it's James 1, 5 through 8. But you can read 1 through 12 and get the whole gist of it. But in that, he says that you can't be double-minded. You can't, anybody who is double-minded should not expect to get anything they ask God for. Why? Not because God is being mean, because God is saying, dude, you keep all over the place. You asking for this, but you're saying this. You're saying this, but you're asking for this. You believe I'm gonna do this, then you don't. What do you want? Because he gave us authority. That's what it says in Deuteronomy when it says God gave us the power of life, gave us the choice of life and death. Choose life. That's what it says in Proverbs 18:21 when it says the power of life and death are in the tongue. That's what this is saying. Hey, whatever you're saying, wherever your faith is, you're saying. And if you're all over the place, I can't help you. So, if we could focus on today and trying to correct who we are today. I can't do nothing about tomorrow. I'm not there. I'm right here. I got to make a choice today that I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. And then I have the ability to move forward. And then God blesses me with another day. I wake up tomorrow, which would then be my today. And I make another choice that I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. And then I have the ability to try to fix my today. And then I go to bed, I wake up. And my new today is I'm going to focus on today so I can be better today than I was yesterday. And if you do that enough times, you'll look back and then you'll notice that there's been a massive change in your life. Again, this is not an overnight thing. God can do that. And has in instances. And God doesn't. It's not a but, it's an and. And God doesn't. God does what God wants to do when he wants to do it. Example of this. When I quit smoking cigarettes. I quit smoking cigarettes, I think 16 years ago. I think that's 16 years. It'll be 17 in January, I think. Wow. I think it'll be 17 this January. It will be. Or 16. Either way, the point is, it's been several years. This is the only New Year's resolution I ever made that stuck, if I'm being 100. I don't do New Year's resolutions because they don't stick and it's whatever. I should be better today. I shouldn't wait till January 1st to try to be a better person. That's my own perspective. I'm not trying to condemn people. So if you got offended by that, I'm not condemning you. If that's the route you go, hear me on that. This the only New Year's resolution I kept, important part. When I made this decision, I had to focus on the day I made the decision and say, today I'm not smoking any cigarettes. And day one, I didn't smoke any cigarettes. There were people asked, you think you're gonna make it? I don't know. I know I'm not gonna smoke any today. And then the next day came and I said, today I'm not gonna smoke any cigarettes. And I kept doing that until one day I stopped saying that. And then I looked back and it was years that I had gone without smoking a cigarette. Dang, wow, that, you know. And if I'm not so focused on it, the negative, I'm focused on moving forward, you'll understand that. Even though it may take a while, when you look back, you'll be like, God bless, I can't believe it's been that long. Which is why when I said this, I have to think about when it was. I still got to think about it. It's been several years. So much so that I stopped keeping track of how many years it is. And I am not a smoker. I have zero desire to smoke a cigarette. If you do, I'm not condemning you, that's you. I have no desire. I got through it. Did I have some help? Yes. Licorice was my friend at the time. And I gained weight because I ate a lot of licorice. So instead of putting a cigarette in my mouth, I put a licorice in my mouth. So I gained weight. And I got over it. One day at a time. If you didn't hear anything I said about that example, one day at a time. That's what I want you to get from it. That's the reason I'm saying that. It was one day at a time. Today, I'm not going to do this. Now, prior to that one time, I had quit smoking cigarettes several times. It didn't stick. It didn't stick. What happened was I said I wasn't going to smoke a cigarette today. And I caved and I smoked a cigarette. And then I said, oh, well, I'm already messed up. Might as well keep going. And so I got past it. So again, keep coming back to these Bible verses. God says that we will stumble, not fall. So if there's something that you have decided that you don't want to do, whether it's because it's a bad habit or it's a bad how you speak or whatever it is, again, I'll come to me. I'll point the finger at me. Junk food, in particular, sweets, pop, candy, stuff like that. I'm always talking about how I struggle with it. And I have times where I am really good at it. And I go, and then I have a moment, and I stumble. And I believe because I stumbled that I fell and I cave and I just, nah, whatever. I might as well go all out. And then I just overindulge. That's because I didn't have faith in the stumble. All I had to do is understand that when I wake up, the Lord, I didn't write that, but the Lord's mercies are new every day. So that means that, hey, I didn't get it right yesterday. When I wake up in the morning, God willing, I wake up in the morning, there's my opportunity again to make up for where I stumbled and not fall. I pray you hear that. I have gone months without pop. Months. And then I stumble and I drink a pop or I take a sip of a pop or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, guilt kicks in. And I'm like, you know, not satisfaction one. And then guilt kicks in. And then it's like, oh, well. Because I forget what the Bible says about me stumbling. I think because I stumbled it's a fail. So another way of saying this is you're going to have some hard times, but you won't fail unless you quit. The world says that all the time. This dude is going to cut me off. Mind you, I said it's snowing and these fools trying to do 80. Anyway, God forgive me. I pray that you get them safely where they need to go. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The world says that the world, meaning people in the world, say, hey, you know what? Michael Jordan, let's do that. Michael Jordan said that I failed so many times before I was successful. How many shots I missed before I started making shots? That's what the stumbling. You have to stumble. You're going to stumble. The question is, do you stay in that stumble and admit defeat? That's when you fall. God is saying, I've given you everything that I can give you, my blessings, my peace, my presence, my strength, my encouragement. I've given you all of these things to keep you going forward. And wow. And if you accept these things, you will not fall. You will not fail. And if you don't accept these things, the Bible isn't wrong. It's the choices we make. So if you had something and you're like, I tried all that, but it didn't work. God's not wrong. We just made a choice at some point. At some point, I decided I didn't believe that for whatever reason. And because I didn't believe that, this is what I see. This is what I'm living in. But God's not wrong. If he says it, he means it. And that's why we have verses like James saying, the double-minded person ain't gonna get what they asked for. So we, again, context. People think that, you know, the Old Testament is not connected to the New Testament, and this verse here, and this, it's all connected. It's all saying, it's all pointing to God. It's pointing to what God is saying. Look, I've given you this playbook. Excuse me. And if you follow this playbook, I've given you the cheat codes on how to maneuver through life. Because there's some stuff coming for you. And if you pay attention to this playbook I'm giving you, you're going to be all right. You're going to be successful. You're going to be good. And I'm giving you the choice to believe that. And I'm giving you the choice to receive that. What we do with that is then not on God. It's not even on the devil. What we do with that is on us. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's not, if we don't walk by faith and we walk by sight, that's not the devil's fault. All he can do is tempt you. So if we're walking by sight and not faith, that's on us. If we're too caught up in what everything is going around us looks like, and we're not focusing on what God says, that's on us. And the world is going to give several opportunities for us to get outside of this mentality of, if I keep pressing forward, I may stumble. I'm gonna make mistakes, but I'm not done. I'm not done until I accept that I'm done. And if I accept that I'm done, it's a wrap. Can you get out of that? Yes, you can change your mindset. This is why Jesus, first thing he said is, repent. Change your thinking. Not cry and fall to your knees and beg and whatever. That's not repenting. Repenting is changing your thinking. Hey, that way you was thinking yesterday, that's not gonna help you. So you need to change your thinking, and you need to focus today on what I'm saying to you and how I'm going to get you through this. And if you could focus on that, then today will be the day that you start that process. And then at some point tomorrow, whatever tomorrow that is, whether that's tomorrow or 300 tomorrows from now, or 3,000 tomorrows from now, whatever it is, you will see the change. The thing about it is, and God is talking to me about this because of how I struggle with patience at times. God's saying, right now, the amount of time that one spends in their mistakes is determined by where their faith is. If I do something foolish that costs me my job, and all I do is stew in it for several years, and I think I'm not good enough to get another job because of what I did here, and I stew in that, and that's all I focus on, I'm going to be unemployed for a while. And that's not going to be the devil's fault. It most certainly ain't going to be God's fault. That's going to be my fault. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to stay in that? Or am I going to leave? Am I going to repent and be like, yes, I might have did that then. But that's not who I am now. I may have done the things they say I did, but I'm not who they say I am. Bishop Eddie Long said that. So powerful. And it's, I heard this 10 plus years ago, and it stuck. I may have done the things they say I am, I did, but I'm not who they say I am. Because God says I'm gonna stumble, but I won't fall unless I accept defeat. I'm gonna say this last thing and I'm gonna let y'all go. It says, I wrote, God gave me this. God, give me the strength to get through today. God tells me, when you ask God for the strength, I don't need your help. I just need your heart. God, give me the strength to get through today. And God says, I don't need your help with this. I just need your heart. There's often times where we are trying to help God with things, and God is saying, I don't need your help. I just need your heart. Give me your heart. I got it from there. If you don't, I can't help you. Because if I don't have your heart, I don't have your mind. I don't have your body. So whatever I tell you to do, you ain't going to do because I don't have your heart. So I don't need your heart. Your help. I need your heart. God, give me the strength. Okay. Give me your heart. Don't worry about how you can help me. Just give me your heart. And I got it. I pray that you got that. I pray that you got that. I pray that you got that. Today. Today is the day to repent of whatever that stinking thinking is. That mistake that you made yesterday, that's over. Do you still have to deal with the consequences of it? Yes, you do. God doesn't protect us from consequences of our decisions. So, do you still have to deal with the consequences? Sure. What you did is gone. What you did is over. God's not sitting there looking at it, pointing at it, being like, see, this fool, I told him. God ain't even looking at it. The one being who can look at it, who can focus on it, has chosen not to on our behalf. So, God's not looking at it. What are you going to do about today? Are you going to be stuck in what you should have did yesterday? Or are you going to correct what you should have did yesterday? I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice heard that, received that. I pray that it grows 30, 60, 100 fold, and we see the application and the fruition and the fruit in the lives of those who hear me and understand what God is trying to get to you. I love you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you for coming to check us out. I enjoyed my time with y'all. If this is the first time, I appreciate you. If you keep coming back, thank you for the support. Praise God for you. So, next week, I will do a short. I don't want to, I'm going to do something short next week. It's not going to be a full on, all out thing because I don't want to take you away from your families next week as those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving. I want you to spend time with your families. You don't need to be with me. So I might just pop on really short, say something really short, sweet, and be done with it. And then we'll be back to regular the following Thursday. I love y'all. Have a blessed week. Peace.